Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're starting and Amir Tzoshem finishing a very short but beautiful simon, Tof Resh Nun Hei. Doesn't actually have a title. This is dealing with Tchum, bringing the Dalid Minim from outside the Tchum on Yontif. Are you allowed to do so? So the Mechaber tells us, Sif Aleph, Ove Kochavim, if a non-Jewish person, Shehevi Lulav Yisrael, Michutz L'Tchum, brought to a Jewish person from outside the Tchum, a Lulav and Esrog, to use on Yontif, Mutar Litlo, the Jewish person can fulfill his mitzvah using this Lulav and Esrog that came from outside the Tchum, albeit, as we'll see, with various caveats, and this is true, Afilu Mishu Huva Bishvilo. Normally we don't allow a non-Jewish person to do something for you on Shabbos or Yontif. And if they do, under certain circumstances, you personally cannot get any benefit from it, albeit other Jewish people can. But here, even though Chris, your next door, very nice Goyish neighbor, brought you a Luvan Esuk from outside the Tchum on Yontif, you would be allowed to go and use it. However, there are caveats to this. And let's look first in the Ramah, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah tells us, Hagot, there are many other opinions that are brought down elsewhere. Ayin Le'el and Simon Tovke. Tof Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis, and Simon Shin Zayin, Siv Gimel. If this is in fact correct, are you allowed to go tell a non-Jewish person to go and do something for you, or to be Mchalo Yontiv on your behalf? This has many variables and factors involved, and the Mishnah Berurah will go some of these sources and go through that data. So that's the entire Mechaber and Ramah for today. And now the rest of the time we'll spend doing the Mishnah Berurah and the Dear Shu footnotes. So we start off in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph. We call Malkum, he says, also Lataltalo Chutz Li'Abamos. When you are in fact allowed to use the Dalaminim that the non-Jewish person brought for you from outside the Tchum, but you're not allowed to move them. They are stuck. When something is removed from outside its Tchum, it's not allowed to be moved more than Dalad Amos. So in this situation, you can't move the Lulav Nesu more than Dalad Amos. And therefore, you have to go to the Lulav and Esrog. Albeit, however, he does bring down, Himo'ir Ein Ba'erev. This is only if there's no Erev, so then you can't move it. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'tzorech Lelech L'mokum She'niach Shoma Akum V'lit Lo Shom. You have to go to the place where the Akum put it down, and you do the Netiles Lulav in that place. Now, he says, Ubayis, a house, afilu gadol, even if it's a large house, nechshav ki arba amos, it's considered all as dalad amos. We use this heter, so to say, when people wash negovasa in the morning, they go to the bathroom, they don't have to necessarily, some people do, they don't have to necessarily keep the negovasa right by the bed, they can walk to the bathroom. You're not supposed to walk dalad amos without washing negovasa. So the teretz is that your house is considered all dalad amos, so even though the walk to the bathroom is 10 amos, you'd be allowed to go and do that because it's considered halachically like it's within dalad amos, the house is considered dalad amos. So to over here, the Akum brought the Lulav and Esrog to the living room, you'd be allowed to go and take it from the living room into your dining room. And even though you're moving a Dalad Amos, that would be allowed. He adds in addition, we'll get to some of the Dirshu footnotes in a moment because they explain this further, but for now, let's finish the Mishnah Berurah first. Obishul Zakin Ochola, for a sick person or for an infirm person from age, She'enim Yecholim Lelech, they can't get to that house. So then, you'd be also allowed to go, Yom Ali Akum Lahulu Chetzlam. You could even ask the Akum, please bring me the Lulav and Esrog to my house, for, you know, the sick father, the elderly father. Avalim Yeshon Erev, but if there is an Erev around the city, Yochol Tatlu B'chol Eir, then, again, you can carry this throughout the entire city, Rak Chutz L'Mokom Erev, in a Rosh HaLetatlu, but you can't obviously bring it outside the Erev. Now, what exactly are we talking about here? So there are three Dear Shu footnotes that we'll do first, 1, 2, and 3. Dear Shu footnote number one, he says, in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chav Hei taught us that a non-Jewish person that brings to you something from outside the Tchum, Bishvil, a specific Yisrael, and it's not something that we have a concern about, that it was trapped on Shabbos, or that it was attached to the ground on Shabbos and he detached it, so he didn't do an Issa Deraisa, so then it's only an Issa Derabanan potentially, Mutar L'Tatlo, then you would be allowed to go and move it, Afilu L'Mishu Huva Bishvilo, even if the guy brought it specifically for you. And this is also brought down Hilchos Yontif, and Hilchos Shofar, the same idea is brought down, because it's only an Issa Derabanan, and here we have the principle of Shush D'Shush, B'Mokum Mitzvah, is allowed. So Derabanan, to tell the guy something, it's Amirli Akum is a Derabanan, and he's only doing a Derabanan, so in the setting of a Mitzvah, Shush D'Shush, Amirli Akum, to perform a Mitzvah, is permitted. And that's what Dirshu footnote number two tells us. He says the reasoning is Shav Chafetzim Shel Nochri Kon Mishvis of Avein Hashmashos. The items of a non-Jewish person also have binding by the Tchum of that non-Jewish person during the Avein Hashmashos period of time, wherever they were on Erev Yontif. So if they were 4,000 amos away from you on Erev Yontif, so then they're not allowed to be brought to you. Gezeru otu chavetz Yisrael. And the reason this was set up is because if we are allowed to move the objects of a goy, we may come to end up moving the objects of a yid. And therefore, v'chatzeis m'shal Yisrael, shuva michutz l'tchom, something that's brought, that belongs to a yid from outside the tchom, hadinu she'en l'telteleh chutz li'arba amos mi'amokum she'en mimtsoyim. You're not allowed to move them, dalams, because they're stuck. They're frozen in that spot. They have no tchum anymore. So, too, over here, we say the same thing by the guy who brings in the item. The guy has no problem. He can move wherever he wants. But if he's moving it for you, so then you can't ask him to move it, unless, as we said, it's an infirm person or a sick person, then you might be allowed to ask him as well. Finally, the issue for number three brings down, if you're dealing with a city, shetchilo hekifua choma, it was originally encircled by a wall, and subsequently, they only built houses in it. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Aleph taught us with the Mishnah Berurah over there, Shim Godlo Yoser, Mi Beis HaSayim. If this enclosed area is more than a Beis HaSayim, 5,000 square amos, then Ein L'taltu Bo El L'toch Harb Amos. It's considered Hukaf Le, it was originally Hukaf Shelo L'Shem Dira, and therefore, you're in this situation, even though it's enclosed, you're not allowed to move it more than Dalet Amos. So I hope that clarified some of the things in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nala. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Beis. He says, even if the non-Jewish person brought it for you specifically, and this is true, Bein Yontif Rishon, the Mishnah Berurah says, or Bein Yontif Sheni. Doesn't make a difference when he did this, whether it was on Yontif Rishon or Yontif Sheni. Again, Yontif Rishon, it's a din d'araisa for you to take the law of the Nesrog. On Yontif Sheni, it's only din d'rabbanon. Vafilu ba bitzivu. And even if he came based upon you telling him to come, it's still allowed. It's brought down from the Shari Tshuva. Now we go through the long Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, which concludes the Mishnah Berurahs on this little short simon, and he goes through the sources that the Ramah brought down. Hainu, so he tells us first, the Besimin Shin Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos, maybe Hamachaber Gam Das HaOser Shvus the Shvus B'Mokum Mitzvah. Not everybody says carte blanche that you're allowed to go and do Shvus the Shvus Amuli Akum to perform a mitzvah that the Akum is only doing a din d'rabbanon is allowed. There is an opinion that says it's not allowed. However, he brings out, Ochein, the simon, Tof, Kuf, Pei, Vav, and Sivchof, Aleph, and Yochus Yontif, Sosam, Lahalka was there. There, the Mechaber didn't mention the other opinion. He only brings down the more lenient opinion of Shus, the Shus, the Walkamitz is allowed. Below Yvi, Klal, Das, Osir. It doesn't bring down at all the opinion that says it's not allowed. And therefore, the Mishnah here concludes, Ulfizeh, Mutter, Av, Lechatchila. He says, therefore, you're allowed, even Lechatchila, Loma l'nochri b'yontif, to tell the non-Jewish person on yontif, please, lahavi lulav michutz l'tchum, please bring me the lulav and esrog from outside the tchum. U'ma shekosav mitchila nochri shehevi v'chule. I hear it's written in the lashon of b'dieved, not that you can tell him. It seems to say, oh, we could call him shehevi, if the guy did it without your instruction. So how do you tell me that means even if the guy did it with your instruction? So why did it say the b'dieved form? Hainu d'bazeh mutter afilu. So the Chiddush of the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah says, is that here we're talking about that the Ovi Kochavim even brought it from outside Yud Beis Mil. That's 24,000 amos. That's 12 mil. A mil is 2,000 amma. So it's 12 times 2 is 24,000 amma. Why is that significant? Because the Lakama Poskim, who is a Daraisa Yisrael. There is an opinion, a minority opinion, that says that that's an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, here you'd now be not saying shvus de shvus de mako mitzvah. This would be shvus of Amir Liakam, but not shvus. This would be an issa daraisa, according to this opinion, that more than 12 mil, 24,000 amas, is an issa daraisa. And therefore, nevertheless, if the Akum did it on his own, ovi kochom shevi lulo yisrael mechuzatrum on his own, that's why it's written in this bidyevit format. And therefore, the mashma from this is and therefore, in this situation, you would not be allowed to ask the Akum, even though it's a mokum mitzvah. Nevertheless, because mokum kivin shukar hevi, but if he brought it on his own, mutar litlo v'lotzis, but then you could do it because you're not over amir liakum b'mokum daraisa. This is now he brought it, and therefore you can get benefit from it. And this is even if the guy brought it specifically for you. He's your next door neighbor. He's a nice guy. He knows you feel terrible that your esrog broke and you don't have an esrog. And he goes. He knows that the next town over, they have esrog. And he brings you an esrog. By time, the reason is, the kivin de betil to mutu lako, since you're technically allowed to move it. Mimela mutu gam lotzis bo. So, tiltul is allowed. And therefore, you can use it over here to pick it up. You're not allowed to get hanah from it. Lo asur el elos mimenu, or mitzvah, lo mikri hanah. But since the performance of mitzvah is not called hanah, therefore, you are in fact allowed to do this. But he adds, mikomokum b'shas hatchak, shein motzu bi'a lulav acher lo sisbo. Under extenuating circumstances where there's zero lulav and esus in the city that you could borrow, his scheme achronim, here the achronim say, diyesh lo hakel lo maliakum, that you would be allowed to go and tell the nachri, that the non-Jewish person even more than 24,000 amos. Because on the first day it's a mitzvah daraisa. And since it's only a machlokes if the Yud Beis Mil is in fact a daraisa or not, and we paskin that it's not daraisa, so you don't have to be choshish with that under these extenuating circumstances. And that's essentially how the issue footnote number 8 explains what I just said. Let's catch up on some of the other Dirush footnotes now. Dirush footnote number 4 brings down Shem Rosh Hashanah Mutar Lomar LaNochri Lavi Shofar Mechutz L'Tchum L'Kobo. On Rosh Hashanah, you can ask the Nochri, you don't have a shofar in your city, you can tell him to go bring one from outside the Tchum. Kivan Sha'al Shvus Dishvus B'Malkum Mitzvah Lo Gozru Abonu. That's the Stam position that I pointed out that the Mechaber wrote. He doesn't bring down the opinion that says it's Osir. Here the Stam position is that it's Mutar. And the reason for this is because it's Shvus Dishvus B'Malkum Mitzvah. In this situation, the Rabbanon that the rabbi set up, Avmir Lakum, they didn't apply when it would force you not to do a mitzvah, and the guy is only, quote, being over at the Rabbanon. The issue foot number 6 brings down, Shenechlu Kwa Poskim, in the understanding of the Pasuk, Al Yetze Ish Mimakomo, is that, Hayim Nemar Al Isu Yetziyot Mimachane Yisrael, Bimidbar Shayud Bibil, the 12 mil, 24,000 amma, comes from the size of the Machane Yisrael. So when it says, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo, is it talking about literally leaving it, and therefore the Issa would be the Daraisa, or does it mean an Azhara in terms of carrying, Linyan Hotzaz Kelim Rishos Lushos, and therefore Tumim is still only a Din Drabban. The issue foot number 7 brings down in regards to an Esrog. So here, the Esrog's purpose is for eating. So since you can't eat it, the Bikur Yaakov brings down, there's a suffix here. Maybe since you can't eat it, and in order for an Esrog to be kosher, it has to be something that can be eaten, so maybe you wouldn't be allowed to do this. However, he says, Lamaisa, since other people could eat this, because the guy brought it specifically for you, so you can't eat it, but other people could, so therefore, since other people could eat it, it would be permissible for you to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. I thought, Lanias Dati, this is similar to the idea of Esrog Shel Truma. So, L'chatchila, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, don't use it because you may come to make it Tomei, you may come to ruin it, the two reasons that are brought down over there, but bottom line is, you can't be Yotzi. Now, if you're not a Kohen, how could you be Yotzi with it? You can't eat it. But the answer is, since the Kohen can eat it, you could be Yotzi with it. Same thing over here. Since even though you may not be able to eat it because it was brought specifically for you, but since your friend could eat it, therefore, you could be Yotzi with it. Now, go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, V'nei, kol zeh dafko im yucholach zor baba yom v'yikayim mitzvah kekev. The whole idea that you'd be allowed to go and ask the non-Jewish person to go and bring it to you is if he's going to be able to go there and come back on that day. Today, with modern transportation, much more easily. But if they're going on horseback or on a donkey or walking, so they may not be able to go. If you send them in the morning, get back in the evening if it's, you're dealing with something that's far away. If you're only sending him on the first day of Yontif, and you know he's only going to be able to return on the second day of Yontif, then also l'shalcho chutz l'yud beis mil. Then you wouldn't be allowed to, because we are concerned over here, as is brought down in the Shaar Tzion, Os Gimel, that Yontif Sheini is rak mitzvah d'rabbanan, and chutz l'yud beis mil kam rishonim mitzvah d'raisa. And therefore, shaykh was amir li'akum shvus, because here you're asking the guy to possibly do an issa d'raisa for you, and that wouldn't be allowed. And therefore, Yosef told litchos ha-mitzvah d'rabbanan, B'shev Altase, better not to perform the mitzvah on the second day, which is only midrabbanan, and not perform it because of Shev Altase, sit and don't do it, because the rabbi said, better to do that than melavar b'yadayim al issa shvus, than to be over the issa of amir liyakum for the non-Jewish person to actually do an issa daraisa. And the Shaar Tzion continues in Oz Dalet. He says, this is also mashal from the Chai Adam, the end of Derech HaChayim. And he says, v'da, dimchol yontuf rishon b'yom alef. If Sunday is the first day of Yontif, the Kav HaChayim, as brought down in Dish Foot number 14, points out that for us that can never happen. We have Lo Adu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah, and the first day of Sukkot, as well as the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, can never fall out on Sunday. But nevertheless, if it were, in Mutal Ishloch, B'Shabbos, Chutz L'Yud Beis Mil, Havir L'Mochok, would you be allowed to send them on Shabbos to go get it? So it's Mashiach for the Morgan Rum, the Rechagai, and the Beis Meir, the Yesh L'Hokol, that you could be Mekel. However, he says, B'Vadei, the Yesh L'Smochol Zeh, B'Mochom Etrach. And certainly, if there's no other Lulav in town, you would be able to rely upon this, as opposed to the Chayodim, who says, no. Furthermore, he says, V'da Od, the Dafka, to be Chutz L'Tchum, She'en Alav Isatutu, V'Chanal. He says, furthermore, this idea that you're not allowed to go send him outside the Yud Beis Mil if he's going to come back on the second day is dealing over here when ain olav isa tiltul, when there is no problem of tiltul. Aval arava shenit l'sha b'yom tov. If the arava was actually cut down, and now, afilu shlo b'shli, so even if he didn't cut it down, but it was mechuber, and that was nitlash, so then maybe onto Rishon, maybe onto Sheni, there's an isser of tiltul, also l'taltula, then afilu ain lo acheris l'sizbo. Then even under extenuating circumstances where you don't have another one to be yotzi with, the muktzi, it's muktzah, this and this situation, the shuas afilu b'mokum mitzvah also. Here, you wouldn't be allowed to go do this no matter what, even though it's b'mokum mitzvah. Now, the issue foot number 10 brings down, afilum kfar igeris aravim alulav, even if the arava is bound to the lulav, nevertheless, the Das Torah brings down the name of the Rashba, you still wouldn't be allowed to be metaltulit, because the only reason that you're able to be yotzi is because the arava that was nit lashbayom is there, and therefore you're really being metaltulit because of the arava. Then he has a whole discussion, the issue foot number 12, ayin sham, about a ben chutz loretz, who's an Eretz Yisrael, what would be the dinim for him in those situations, ayin sham. Then, in the issue footnote number 11, he brings down, that the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chav Beis tell us that any fruits that fell off a tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go benefit from them because of a gezerah. You may come and take additional fruits down from the tree. You forget that it's Shabbos. Finally, the issue number 12 brings down in regards to business transactions as well. Also, likdo shofar esrog biyontiv mi mocher esrog. You're not allowed to do this, and therefore, mishum shaaso lavo al isur derabbanon tzorach mitzvah. This is another example. You're not allowed to be over in isur derabbanon to do a mitzvah. Similar ideas brought down with Chometz with Pesach, etc. Look in this Dirshu footnote for additional details. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, however, in a situation, if it was cut down on the first day of Yom Tov, so you can't use it on the first day of Yom Tov, but then you would be permitted to use it on the second day of Yom Tov, unless the first day of Yom Tov was Shabbos. Now that can happen. Lo Ad Rosh means it could be on Shabbos. Thus also, then, since you wouldn't be allowed to use it on the first day, you wouldn't be allowed to use it here on the second day as well, because this is based upon the famous Masechta Beitza, which the Daf Yomi just finished now. When I'm dictating this, it's about to conclude the Masechta's beautiful Masechta Beitza, Masechta Yontif, and there it says, the Shabbos Yontif Smuch, and the very first Mishnah tells us that when Shabbos and Yontif are together, Nol de Bezeh, Asur Bezeh, as brought down by the Shari Tshuva, and as you see in the issue for number 13, the idea is because Shabbos and Yontif are not allowed to be Mechon one to the other. Shabbos can't be Mechon for Yontif, Yontif can't be Mechon for Shabbos, therefore the rabbis will go there. Finally, the Mishnah concludes, and he says, V'im ein lachaveru lulav, v'hu chutz l'tchum, if your friend doesn't have a lulav, and he's outside the tchum, im ein lo mos liknos liatzmo, and he didn't have money to purchase one for himself, then mutul lezeh l'shachol, then you can actually send it to him via a non-Jewish person. Avalam yesh b'yichot liknos, but if he did have the ability to buy one, b'pasha, but he was negligent, and he didn't trouble himself to buy one, t'lo kana, then, then we don't tell a person, I should do a sin in order that you should benefit. Now, Shaar HaTzion says, what exactly is the sin? And he brings down in Osei, in the Shaar HaTzion, that this is based upon the Magen of Rav Nechayadam, but the Mishnah Berurah himself, the Chofetz Chaim himself says, what sin are you doing? What are you telling me that I'm not related to this guy? I'm related to him. We're all responsible. According to all our ravens, El Zeh. I have an obligation. Liro shagam chaveiro ben Yisrael yasin mitzvah Torah. Im yachsalo harehu kiilu chasur li. If he doesn't do it, it's like I didn't do it as well. Based upon this, on yicholu lahotzi echad lechaveiro bekiilu shudamet. That's how we're able to be yotzi somebody else in kiddush, like the Rosh brings down in brachos. And therefore, need the chot chaveiro mitchila b'zeh. Even though your friend was negligent, he shouldn't have been so callous about not doing the mitzvah, shalokon adalaminim, on Erev Yontif, kinesh lo yitzarok b'yontif lav or shul shodereim. This way he's now putting himself in the situation where he has to be over a shus of tum, nevertheless, mikol mokum b'dievet, after the fact. He didn't buy one, shalokon ha, halohu m'choy b'yatzu, l'shalok svivo, ayde akum lasigo. He is allowed to go and ask an akum to go bring him one. Omimela, therefore, kishem shu m'choy lasigo, since he has to go do it, how come I'm not m'choy to do it as well? Kain ani m'choy v'lamtzilo. I have to go get one for him. Bach shu yishlach avur shlich, even though I'm going to do and he's going to have to pay for it. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and do that. Even though he's going to pay for it, still it's my responsibility. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, why is there a sin over here? Since he could do it, why can't I do it for him? Because of our ravers. He says, I don't fully understand why this should be a situation of chatei b'shul shi'iska chavercha, according to the Magen Avraham and the Chai Adam. With this, we conclude today's share.